AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden's pushing Congress to work together to beat a spending deadline this week. CBS's Skylar Henry's got the latest from Washington.
And it's time for the Republicans to start doing the job America elected them to do.
President Biden with a warning on the looming government shutdown. House Republicans are scrambling to find a path forward on a series of appropriations bills this week and support for a continuing resolution giving lawmakers a short-term breather, which would also keep the lights on and timely paychecks coming for more than 2 million civilian government workers in the country.
There is still hope for a Hollywood ending to the writer's strike. CBS's Elise Preston is in L.A.
Fingers, toes, eyes, like everything crossed for a resolution.
Following a marathon negotiation session Saturday, media outlets, including Variety, reported that producers presented the WGA with their best and final offer.
Thousands more auto workers are striking across 20 states now as union talks continue with the big three. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez marched with them today in Missouri.
I think what's important here is that we keep the focus on wages and the benefit and the dignity of work for these auto workers.
President Biden plans to hit the picket lines in Detroit on Tuesday. Tropical storm Ophelia weakening now, no longer a tropical storm, but she is still impacting the East Coast from the Carolinas to Maine. CBS's Astrid Martinez is tracking conditions.
Tens of thousands of people along the East Coast are still without power after dealing with 24 hours of destructive winds, heavy rain, and severe flooding. In Virginia, a state of emergency was declared. Overnight in North Carolina, roads were submerged. More than 40 car accidents reported in Raleigh.
And a new tropical storm is brewing right behind it, named Philippe. The White House is sending 800 active duty troops to the southern border soon amid a surge of new arrivals. Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez was on Face the Nation.
There's a difference between fantasy and reality, and I live in reality. My district is hit with the realities of this border crisis. So I'm not looking for a messaging bill that says all the right things and accomplishes nothing.
Texas added more razor wire to the border last week to keep people from crossing. Usher's headlining the Super Bowl halftime show in Vegas. The 8-time Grammy winner and a couple of his celeb friends made the announcement today by mashing up clips from one of his old music videos. The Super Bowl is set for February 11th on CBS. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 57. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 69. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Give me the night.
the unmistakably retro sound of The Midnight with Night Skies. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Faces the Music with George Benson and quite possibly the first big disco hit, Give Me the Night. You know what kind of music we don't hear much anymore? Sea shanties. That's right. I said it. Sea shanties and Irish burial songs. Well, I'm going to play my part tonight. And right now, all I'm going to say is, kiddies, get real close to your radio. Here's Great Big Sea with The Night Pat Murphy Died.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox, lit the sea for Patty's mug. He stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
On George Street outside some dance saloon, they all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left the corpse behind.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and we winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Larry came with a bagpipe, some music for the play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Well, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
from their Grammy-winning 2017 album, A Deeper Understanding. That was The War on Drugs with Up All Night. Once again, time for us to take a break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we're headed to the 1980s to a soul group that, by the end was basically just one dude, since he was pretty much doing all the work of the group. Find out who it is when we return here on WFHR.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works
three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Yeah.
The name of the band is Air Traffic Controller. Their lead singer, Dan Monroe, was indeed an air traffic controller in the Navy, hence the name. And that was their tune, Creature of the Night. And before that, we had The Rhythm of the Night, DeBarge. Lead singer there was L. DeBarge, and he would soon leave for a solo career. Next up, we're going to play two songs from two legendary vocal groups released just about 30 years apart from each other. And it's a nice contrast of what R&B sounded like from the 50s to the 80s. We're starting it off with an all-time classic. Here's The Five Satins with In the Still of the Night.
Some sweet sounds come
The Smiths with This Night Has Opened My Eyes. And before that, we heard The Commodores with Night Shift, their song in homage to Marvin Gaye. One more set coming up here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, a song from the 80s. I always thought it had kind of a spooky vibe going on with it, and a title that does not match the song at all. Stay with us here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Oh,
And that was Brazilian Girls. That's actually the name of the band, with Ships in the Night. The lead singer, Sabina, can sing in no fewer than 6 different languages. That should come in handy. And before that, we opened up this set with Laura Branigan and Self Control. I mean, really, they could have come up with a better title than that. Well, I've said it before, and I'll probably say it again. We're going to listen to one of the most underrated bands of the 80s. From their classic album, It's My Life, here is Talk Talk with Call In the Night Boy. We'll be right back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that will just about do it for Seth Faces the Music this week. Thanks so much for joining me. Stay tuned for next week. We've got more coming up that I hope you will enjoy. For now, we're going to wrap up the show like we began it. From the White Album, here is The Beatles, song by John Lennon. Good night. Good night, everyone.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of